Hello, and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and in this episode, I am speaking with one of our new editorial advisory board members, Dr. Vivian P. Hernandez-Trujillo, who is a board-certified allergist immunologist and a clinical professor at Florida International University, Herbert Wertheim College of Medicine in Miami, Florida, about what drew her to pediatrics and what she thinks the future holds.
So why did you choose to go into medicine and specifically pediatrics?
So I chose to go into medicine because I had a role model in my house, which was my dad. And my dad has always been my hero. And I remember as a young child actually going to the hospital with him, and he is a pediatrician. So because of that, I had exposure very early in my life to pediatrics. And I knew that I had a calling. I really believe medicine is a calling. I feel like I just loved going to work with him. Even on weekends or holidays, we would go in, and I think that early exposure definitely had an impact on me and was an opportunity for me to realize I think I can also make a difference. Pediatrics for me was an easy fit because I just love children. There's nothing I think that makes my day, and I'll say that honestly, the pandemic has kind of really shown me that. The thing that I missed the most when we were doing telemedicine, for example, was having the kids come run and hug me, and I'm able to hug them back, and that really just makes my day. So I think from the perspective of medicine, it was certainly my dad. I think pediatrics also was my dad, but I also feel that just I enjoy being around kids. I really do. And I think, if I go to the store or something, there's always a kid or two that I'll interact with because it's a lot of fun. So I feel that children are our greatest blessing.
Okay. So what do you think has been the greatest change that you've seen in the field since you started practicing medicine? And do you think it was a positive change, or did it lead to less than optimal outcomes?
I'm going to focus a little bit more like on my field, from the pediatric allergy immunology. I'm an allergist in immunology. I think from the perspective of even from the last 20 years that I've been in practice, I feel like there really has been an incredible increase in the understanding, a lot of research into different aspects of the field. So I think if I really just had to choose one, for example, I have two daughters with food allergy, and I myself have food allergy. It's something that's in our family, and many patients with food allergy. And food allergy is something that's very near and dear to my heart because I really do live it every day. And one of the things I would say, one of the incredible changes that has happened, I am so sorry, that has happened has really been basically there's an FDA approval that happened just before the pandemic in 2020 of the first treatment for food allergy, which is, for peanut oral immunotherapy. And while it's not a cure, at least it is something that if you have an accidental, the hope is that it will protect you. And that really is a pediatric product in the sense that it's been approved for ages 4 to 17. So with respect to that, I would say it's a very positive it's a very positive impact that I've seen.
Okay, so what do you think is the biggest myth about pediatrics?
The biggest myth?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest myth for sure is that children are little adults. They are not. Children are very different than we are, and we need to recognize that.
Okay, so where do you think pediatrics will be in 5 years?
I'm hoping that we continue to have just an increased understanding of how all of the diseases that impact our children really are different. Generally, we start, even with new medications, we start with adults. And I think that's obviously the safest way, and it's the right way to do it. But then, even if I'll just talk for a moment about, waiting for the FDA approval for the COVID vaccine in young children, that that is very near and dear to my heart as an immunologist. And I feel like vaccines are the most important thing, honestly, that we can give to our children. It protects them. And I'm looking forward to having these children protected, hopefully in the very near future, which I believe will happen. But I think if we look forward 5 years, I think we're just going to continue to have increased understanding in how different diseases, again, impact pediatrics. And as I said before, we are different. Adults are not the same as children. And we need to better understand so that we can have better, not only treatment, but also for diagnosis. I think that the need for early diagnosis in whatever chronic illness we treat is very, very important.
Okay, so knowing everything you do now about medicine and pediatrics, would you still go into pediatrics? And if yes, why would you do so?
So that's a great question, because even though, you know, the last few years have been a challenge for everyone, it doesn't matter what you do, I would definitely choose pediatrics again. I just feel that being able to not only diagnose, I think as a subspecialist, pediatric subspecialist, the focus really is on trying to diagnose early so that we can prevent complications from happening. So early identification is important. I would absolutely choose allergy immunology again. And the pediatric part for me is the most special part. I think as a mom now, I have three girls, and I can honestly say, when we take care of our children, we are really ensuring the future of everything, because they are our future. So I feel that it's a special blessing that I've had, honestly, to be able to be part of this field. And I would absolutely choose it again.
Thanks for listening to Small Talk. If you like us, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.